Hello, you're stuck in traffic with the Wolf Core, like a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at the history behind ransomware and what that may indicate to where we're going. You know, whenever there's a new crime, whenever there's a new spin, whenever there's a new attack vector, I think one of the first things we should do is suss out some of the history to it and suss out some of the sociology and psychology to it. Figure out what the mentality is of the people who are executing these and kind of plot forward where it may be going. And in doing that, we can oftentimes discover which of our controls we have in place already protect us, as well as figure out what controls we may need down that attack path. In terms of ransomware, it's kind of interesting. So tip for you, check out the history of ransomware, which I'm going to cover briefly in this video, as well as think about this the next time there's a new crime out. So ransomware grew primarily out of a supply and demand problem. If you think back to the mega breaches, the Targets, the TJXs, Home Depot, P.F. Chang. Whatever happened to P.F. Chang? If you think back to those major breaches, suddenly a ton of credit cards hit the market, right? And economics 101, supply and demand. Whenever there's a lot of supply, the cost goes down. And that's exactly what we saw. And pretty quickly, within about one and a half years after that glut of credit cards hit and the prices dropped tenfold, people realized, hey, I could steal from you and sell to someone else and make a little money. I could steal from you and sell back to you and make more money. And that's what started the ransomware economy. Now, when that started, they didn't necessarily go, oh, I know, we'll invent new tactics to get into your systems by hiring uber elite hackers who will come up with new systems. No. Like, all right, what do we got? Brainstorm here, folks. Everyone put their heads together. How are we going to break in and steal their data and sell back to them? And then it was, oh, wait a minute. We already have Java exploits. We already have Flash exploits. We already have drive-by downloads. We already have emails. We can just leverage those and start encrypting their files and ask for Bitcoin. Great. What that means to us is IT hygiene continues to be the number one way to prevent this. If you've got Flash patched or preferably removed, if you've got Java patched, preferably removed, if you're up on patches, chances are most of these drive-by, at least, the ones leveraging exploits at least, most of these ransomware kits will not impact you. Now, you may still get impacted if you download an email or download an app off one of these websites and install it. Education for the user, right? Number one thing, don't download stuff off random sites. Don't click on links, right? That still plays a part, still vital. What some of the newer technologies have allowed us to do, specifically cloud, is leverage the fact that you now have file level snapshots. So what I've started to see is, and what I personally do is, use these cloud services to put your files on, have a professional membership, and then if I get whacked by ransomware or if the person's files gets encrypted, you go in, revert to old versions, back up and running as a recovery procedure. So that's pretty cool. What are we going to start seeing? We'll probably start seeing more specialization. As this has now become a $1 trillion industry with people all over the place making lots and lots of money off of it, it is only a matter of time for them to look at new devices, new systems, and start personalizing. Oh, I infected your hospital. I'll charge you more. You know what I mean? Those types of things. What is the value of this data to you? I'm going to charge you commensurate to that. We're going to start seeing those things pop up more and more and more. And so what do we need to do? Continue IT hygiene. What do we need to do? Have better and faster recovery techniques. What do we need to do? Make sure our end users are educated and know what's going on with these systems. And realize that this really is an extension of the current and previous attacks. Therefore, our tools that we developed previously will continue to work for this attack and position us well with some modification to move us forward and keep our environment secure. Got any cool things to prevent ransomware that I am not aware of or did not mention in this video? Hit me up in comments or on social media. Have a good one.